Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we are back, and we're going to be playing a clip here. And listen very carefully. This, what is happening in Haiti? The Clinton crime cartel, folks, they were involved with Epstein and starting the Clinton Foundation. You know, we exposed a lot of this stuff. It's just unbelievable. But now, they found all kinds of new evidence on, guess what, Mr. Weiner. Remember Congressman Weiner on his laptop?
Anthony Weiner. He was married to Clinton's secretary.
Her girlfriend. So, anyhow, go ahead and take it away.
Uma.
Go ahead and take
it away. It's
to be
their personal playground, where they can indulge in their wildest fantasies with close friends from the global elite. According to Haitians who allege that the Democrat power couple are involved in a satanic cannibal club, in which children are ritually abused and their flesh eaten. According to multiple eyewitnesses in Haiti, the satanic club has become the new bohemian grove for the jet-setting globalist elite, with private jets regularly landing in Port-au-Prince, before the passengers are whisked away to the secret hideout in the jungle, where unspeakable horrors involving children have been documented by local investigators. The locals call this place Clinton's Den, and generations of local children have been taught to be terrified of Bill and Hillary, who are viewed as evil incarnate, due to the depraved nature of the company they keep, as violent cannibals and paedophiles stalk the island with impunity. Warning, this content is disturbing and threatens to expose the real nature of the Clintons and their agenda. Before we dive in, subscribe to the People's Voice Rumble channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice.
The Clintons have destroyed Haiti for the decades, and you know, they pretend to be our friends when in reality they are our number one enemies.
Haiti is plunging into a nightmarish abyss, the predictable outcome of disastrous far-left globalist policies pushed by the Clintons in the island nation. Meanwhile, Biden's decision to fling open the borders has unleashed a tsunami of horrors for the US. Cannibals, paedophiles, and practitioners of black magic now lurk on America's doorstep. You better believe that's the plan. Back in the 70s, Haitians arrived by boat. If they put 2 feet on US soil, they were allowed to stay. Under Biden's globalist open border policies, they don't even have to land. They can just download an app, and Biden will send a private jet to pick them up. How did we get to this point? During the third presidential debate in 2016, presidential nominee Trump told Hillary, what happened in Haiti with the Clinton Foundation is a disgrace. Which, if anything, was a major understatement.
And you take a look at the people of Haiti. I was at a little Haiti the other day in Florida, and I want to tell you, they hate the Clintons, because what's happened in Haiti with the Clinton Foundation is a disgrace. And you know it, and they know it, and everybody knows it.
In 2010, Haiti was hit with a massive earthquake that rocked the nation. At the time, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, and Bill Clinton was the UN Special Envoy to Haiti. Together, they led the relief efforts to heal the impoverished nation. Total donations for Haiti hit over $13 billion. Yes, billion. And when you realise how much of this fortune actually went to Haiti, you'll understand why Haitians have so much anger towards the Clinton family. More than 90% of the money raised went to non-Haitian organisations, including the Pentagon, who billed them hundreds of millions to hand out bottled water and stand on street corners. In an email released by WikiLeaks, a top Clinton aide at the State Department was communicating with Clinton Foundation officials about which contractors to hire, and was instructed to keep an eye out for emails with FOB, Friend of Bill, or WJC, William J. Clinton's VIPs. Some of these friends of Bill turned out to be family members. The corruption really was that blatant.
Nobody's saying anything about our goals. Yeah. And who do you think is in charge of our goal right now? The contract. Yeah. Tony Radom, Hillary Clinton's brother. Wow. He's got a 26-year contract, and then also Haiti used to produce, we used to produce our own rice. We didn't have to buy rice. Overseas. Bill Clinton destroyed our rights so his brother can sell the rights from Arkansas.
Yeah, wow.
So they're doing a lot of things. Right now, if there's a millionaire or a billionaire who wants to do business in Haiti, they cannot do anything unless they check with the Clintons. The Clintons are the one who's running Haiti.
Yeah, wow.
And we are living in the 21st century. We are the first black people who liberated ourselves from the French rule. We fought three empires, the British, the Spanish, the French. So it's unacceptable for us to be occupied right now. They dropping disease in Haiti. They stealing our money. They stealing our resources. So we are out here. We are outraged for the crimes of the Clintons.
Haiti has now collapsed, with cannibal gangs roaming the streets and bodies laying on the ground with nobody to clean them up. The Clintons didn't heal the country, but they got rich from its downfall. The big question now is how many children were smuggled out by the Clinton foundations to be sex slaves. First, here's a important word from our sponsor. Today's video is brought to you Connections with Enhanced Security. It's the People's Voice 6RF played by the Clintons in the case of the kidnapped children in Haiti. Trump knows the truth about this as well.
Everyone knows, of course, Hillary's belief that it takes a village. Which only makes sense, after all, in places like Haiti, where she's taken a number of them.
Convicted child abductor caught stealing children in Haiti with the Clintons. As we've reported here over the past 48 hours, details have emerged from the FBI's reopened investigation into Hillary's emails that were found on Anthony Weiner's laptop.
Alrighty. We're back, and I got to give you the, just for a break, we got to give the numbers out. Folks, the lines aren't ringing, you know. They got to get ringing. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I got to tell you this, too. Joe, you know, the people really need to get our newsletter. I haven't been talking about that a lot, but really, folks, a lot of the information that you get from us here is in much more detail. We only give you little parts and pieces of the newsletters that we get, of the articles and the information that we dig up. We have to go out and we have to do research and dig up these things. And we just give you snippets of it here on the air because of the time. But you get it in much more detail in our newsletter, don't they, Joe?
They sure do. It's a good newsletter, and those that get it, I recommend they do when they get it, if they can. Like, I've got a copy machine, so run off copies. Give to your friends, family, people at work, your church.
It's free, yeah. You know, when,
save us a lot of money. Pass it around.
When we send out those that letter, and especially those with the letter in it where you would get out of taking the kill shot, the COVID
right.
shot. The
form.
Yeah, the form that where you would take, and there were people that made, like you said, they made thousands of copies of that, and we heard back that when they fill them out and turn them in, they were able to continue working without taking the
exactly.
kill shot.
I want to verify that. I gave it to several people, including some people very near and dear to me, and it worked. That form worked. None of them had to take the poison poke after turning that form in.
Okay, so folks, the newsletter is free. You can go up and you can register for the newsletter on the internet, going to wrwlministries@gmail.com. That's wrwlministries@gmail.com. Or just go up to our website, wrwl.org. wrwl.org. The best way, though, is if you send us a letter with your name and address very clearly spelled out. And then, you know, you'll get the newsletter. And, you know, it wouldn't hurt, too, if you get your phone number. A lot of times people forget, you know, like today we had a letter came in for asking for these books. And they forgot to put their address. They had their name and their state and their zip code, but no street address. It's pretty hard to send it to that, right? We could send it to a state, but they won't get it.
Yeah,
anyhow,
it's funny they don't have a central location to go hunt people down.
Well, yeah. Anyhow, So, folks, don't forget the books, What Must I Do to Be Saved, and The Robeshuller's Wife. We'll only send them if you ask for them. You have to ask for them. If you don't ask for them, we won't send them to you. Okay, so, again, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Take us back to the clip.
That serious additional crimes were also under investigation that were unrelated to the email server case involving, among other things, child trafficking. Now, WikiLeaks has just released perhaps the biggest bombshell yet, now spreading like wildfire across the web, revealing emails showing how the Clintons supported child stealer Laura Silsby. Now, there was also an email where they were actually pricing how much it costs to transport the children.
Don't forget, the Clinton Foundation was co-founded by none other than Jeffrey Epstein. Is it starting to sink in yet?
The Haitian Prime Minister is calling 10 American missionaries kidnappers. Now, the missionaries are behind bars tonight in Haiti for child trafficking after allegedly trying to take 33 Haitian children into the Dominican Republic. Now, some of those kids thought they were just heading for camp and even said that their parents were still alive.
It happens every time. There's three different types of people that show up, unfortunately, on these scenes. There's the adoption mills, and that's what this group seems to be involved with, taking these children to the northern coast of the Dominican Republic, where there are plans by this group that's based in Idaho to set up a huge complex, including a seaside villas for waiting parents who are waiting to adopt children, to a restaurant. It doesn't sound like this is just a bunch of church people trying to abduct, adopt kids. There's a lot of money behind it. Also, pedophiles show up for child sex exploitation. And also, we know from the Haitian Prime Minister that he's charging that some of these children were being taken for organ harvesting. Well, when you look at the website of this group, and it's the Haitian Orphan Rescue Mission in Idaho, they're saying that they originally planned to pick up 100 children off the streets of Port-au-Prince, their terminology, and they were going to deliver them to a hotel that they've bought in Cabarete on the northern coast of the Dominican Republic. I would point out the northern coast of the Dominican Republic is also a well-known place magnet for pedophiles who go there for sex tourism, unfortunately, including minors. But if you look at this, they were planning on delivering those children to that hotel on January 24th. They were arrested on the Haitian-Dominican border crossing on January 29th. So the issue is, had they already been in Haiti and taken kids and they were on their second trip to the Dominican Republic, and
you
I think
before
they were arrested by the Haitian authorities.
It began with the shocking discovery that Hillary and Bill Clinton provided assistance to convicted child trafficker Laura Silsby, resulting in a reduced sentence for child trafficking. Silsby was arrested at the Haitian border attempting to smuggle 33 children out of Haiti without documentation. Her sentence and charges were reduced after an intervention by Bill Clinton. In the aftermath of Silsby's arrest, her originally retained lawyer Jorge Puello was also arrested in connection with an international smuggling ring accused of trafficking women and minors from Central America. On January 29th, 2010, Silsby was arrested with 9 other American nationals attempting to steal 33 children from the country, most of whom were not even orphans and had families, according to some reports. CNN reported on February 9th, 2010, that this was not the first time Silsby had attempted to traffic children out of Haiti. Haitian police, acting on a tip, had intercepted Silsby in an earlier separate attempt to remove 40 children out of the country. She was turned back at the Haitian border. For a brief period, Haitian authorities were considering adding a new kidnapping charge based on this evidence. Hillary and Bill Clinton took an extraordinary interest in Silsby's case from the moment she was arrested and almost immediately stepped in on her behalf.
Insiders have revealed that children operate as a unit of currency among the degenerate global elites. And everywhere the Clintons go, pedophilia scandals emerge and are covered up by the corporate media, who, complicit in the crimes, dedicate enormous resources to discrediting and bankrupting anybody who dares to counter their narrative. But kidnapped children and paedophilia scandals are only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the damning evidence against the Clintons in Haiti. They are also responsible for teaming up with George Soros and crashing the national economy, destroying local industry, and leaving citizens in chains from which they can't break free. Arkansas is not the Clintons' only fiefdom. They are still pulling the puppet strings in Haiti, and they'll stop at nothing to maintain this control, including the Arkansas side of officials who are prepared to testify against them.
Meanwhile, the suspected suicide of Haitian official Klaus Eberwein is now under investigation in Miami. Eberwein was a former director general and advisor to the Haitian president. He was due to appear in court this week to testify in the Haitian Senate against the Clinton Foundation for alleged corruption.
Because she takes a tremendous amount of money, and you take a look at the people of Haiti. I was at Little Haiti the other day in Florida, and I want to tell you, they hate the Clintons, because what's happened in Haiti with the Clinton Foundation is a disgrace.
The official was an outspoken critic of the Clintons and accused them of redirecting billions of dollars of State Department aid for the devastating 2010 Haiti earthquake right into the pockets of their foundation. According to Haitian newspapers, Eberwein's colleagues recently said he was in good spirits with plans for the future, but he also feared for his life due to his sharp criticism. His friends and family were shocked to find out he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Although both men had different reasons for their vendettas, the two men were both seeking to bring down the Clintons' corruption. The reported suicides are reminiscent of DNC staffer Seth Rich, who mysteriously died in a reported botched robbery last year, after it became known he was looking to send WikiLeaks data from the Democratic National Committee for rigging the 2016 primaries in favor of Clinton. Now with three mysterious deaths, all leading back to the Clintons in some way, it's only a matter of time before the authorities connect the dots and see the pattern of a Clinton cover-up. Marty Golingan, One America News.
Alrighty, we are back. There you go, folks. It's what we've been telling all along. So the question, and when Larry Nichols and Larry Patterson were on my program many, many times there from Arkansas, Larry Patterson worked with the State Highway Patrol, and Larry Nichols, he was the real strategist. He was the real strategist to the Clinton mob. I led him to the Lord. I gave him the salvation message, and this is what he was wanting. And then he turned and he went to Bill Clinton and said, "We've got to confess what we've done, everything." But he told me that often in the governor's mansion, when Clinton was the governor, that there would be girls, young girls as young as 12, 13 years old, and they would have ashtrays filled with cocaine there in the governor's mansion, and that these young girls were used for sex. And in one case, he was telling me how one of them overdosed, and they took her. They ended up taking her across the border into Mexico and leaving her in a dumpster. That's the Clinton. Now you say, well, how do the Clintons continue to get away with this? Because Hillary, she has something on everybody. She has something on all the top people in the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Justice. Everybody knows that you don't go against the Queen Hillary. She's got it on you now. But see, these kind of people, remember, within the collective, Joe, what happens within the collective? If you can betray somebody of standing, someone who's got a lot of power, if you can betray them and take them down within the collective, that adds to your stature. Now, remember Obama how he betrayed his good friend Barak, the president of Egypt, remember? And that added right away to his stature. Remember how Hillary, with Stevens, Ambassador Stevens, the cover-up, and Gaddafi. Remember how when Hillary betrayed Gaddafi, Gaddafi contributed to their campaign, to her campaign, by taking him down. That added within the collective. It's just the opposite of what, you know, we hold to loyalty. And this is what President Trump holds to, his loyalty. And to them, treason, remember, they're just exactly the opposite. The Democratic Communist Party are in total opposition to whatever God's word the Bible teaches. That's what they embrace.
Exactly. You remember Gary Aldrich, the FBI agent that worked there protecting the Clintons?
Oh, yeah. We had him on the program probably five times.
Yeah, I did several speeches where he and I spoke together, and he was on the radio, and he validated the cocaine and drugs in the Clinton White House and all kinds of weird, bad things going on. And he risked a lot by writing that book that he did. I can't remember the title. I've got it in my library, but I can't reach it right now. And the real satanic, weird sexual things in the Clintons' Christmas tree. He's just totally sickening to work for those people.
Absolutely. Don in New Hampshire pledges 50. Thank you, Don. So tonight we've been in Texas. We've been in Oklahoma. We've been in, well, mostly in Ohio tonight, Michigan, Tennessee. We've been, but anyhow, folks, I got to give you the number. The number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right, we only have about, well, we have 40 minutes. 40 minutes to call in. Right now we're way short of our goal. So, again, we need to hear from you at 888-281-1110.
Well, here's an article from the Watchman on the Wall. You and me, we've been warning about this illegal immigration, the Cloward-Piven strategy about overwhelming cities, collapsing the government. We've talked about the gangs and the terrorists coming in. And here's one of the proof of what they're up to. It's a story from the Daily Signal, and there's a nonprofit group that's, quote, dedicated to assisting migrants with their paperwork and legal needs in New York City, has been caught on video illegally filling out residency documents for a man without procuring any form of ID. The video of this was shot by Muckraker.com, obtained by the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project, and shows this nonprofit organization, La Jornada, saying it's distributing such documents is against the law. They put a plant in that said he wanted to buy. Long story short, guy went in from Muckraker and said he wanted to buy one of these residency forms and tried to get them to. And they, oh no, that's illegal. You can't buy these. We, you know, can't be sold. Blah. And they, so they had all this on film. So they thought, okay. The next day, they sent in a Mexican-speaking employee there of Muckraker. And it was an associate, too. And he goes into their office in Queens, La Jornada office in Queens. And there he was given residency papers and ID NYC paperwork, although he hadn't had any form of ID. And they have it on film. Do you have a first and last name? Nothing else? Only Jose Rubiano? She asked the man. He goes, yeah, yeah. And then she said, well, I'm going to go get this signed, and I'll be right back. And she comes back a couple of minutes later with the documents with the name Jose Rubinayo with both residency and ID NYC cards. And with that, some of these people get eligible to vote. They get all kinds of benefits. And it is a step toward, you know, getting jobs, work, all kinds of things. And it fills in the 30-day residency requirement. So this guy goes in and says, yeah, this is my name. I've been here 30 days. They give him a card. You know, they have no idea who he is, but it's the idea they're pushing people into citizenship, putting them in, you know, bringing them in so they can't be found, giving them more and more ID to help protect them. This is going on, folks, with all these NGOs. This has become a huge business. The government is handing out billions and billions and billions of dollars to these NGOs to what? Help this illegal immigration continue. They have NGOs that are helping clear down in South America, get these people together, get them up here, provide busing, food along the way. This is one of the biggest industries in the country, and it's designed to, what, break down America, change the demographic, and future Democrat voters by the millions to overwhelm those of us that are legal citizens. That is what's going on by this Biden, Obama-Biden cartel. We now have a cartel running the U.S. government.
Well, not only that, Joe, but China secretly arming American criminals with machine guns, an article by Ethan Huff, and he's usually right on the money.
Yes, he's quite often right on the money.
As part of an alleged disintegration warfare strategy, Communist China is said to be arming American criminals with machine guns in order to take down the country from within.
We talked about it a while back. It's a little part that they're slipping in that you can, put into a gun that changes it from semi-automatic to automatic, and they're supplying these little parts all over the country.
Well, but Joe, don't you understand? As long as it's planned, it's okay. The people will accept it. So if you tell the people that this is...
Yeah, they've planned the overthrow of this country for many, many years, right? So,
right. If you tell the people, remember what Bill Gates says, and you know what? I hate to say it, he's right. You tell the people out there, so many of them out there, this is how they got them to take the kill shot. Unbelievable. I really think that you tell some of these people, well, it's all right. You take this shot, it's probably going to make you sick or kill you, but... it's all right because it's planned, and you've got people out there, that as stupid is, as stupid does. I hate to say it. Look, just this week, Tuesday, a lot of people out here, they went and voted. Republicans voted for Democrats who were running as Republicans here in Ohio.
Yeah.
And we told people these are not. Republicans, these are Democrats that have ran Republicans. And now, in a straight-up vote, if the Republicans were to vote for the candidates, each one, the Republicans still would have won because there were more smart Republicans than there were stupid Republicans. But unfortunately, the Democrats, and I think about 3,000 and just in one county alone here in Ohio, switched over. The Democrats... had switched over and voted in the primary for Republicans, which were not Republicans, but were Democrats running as Republicans. So there you go. And even though we told you and told you and told you, you still did it anyhow. All right, Dale in Michigan pledges $25, and Francis in Ohio pledges $700. Thank you, thank you.
Well, let's go back in time, something we told people clear back in 2010. The Chinese military had produced a book called Disintegration Warfare, and this book featured Sun Tao. He was how to conduct a warfare, his idea of deception, disruption, subduing the enemy without actual fighting, without having to kill your enemy. And in this disintegration book, they had several times subduing the enemy without fighting is the acme of skill on the front cover. The quote was repeated over 10 times in the Chinese government's official three warfare strategy that they put together clear back, 2002 or 3. I'm trying to remember. I think it was 2003. Yep. The three warfares. And in it, they kept talking about all warfare is based on deception. And the Chinese, here we have China Joe, we talk about deception. We've over and over how the Chinese took over the Spratly Islands in the middle of the ocean out there, built an airfield, built a submarine base, put missiles. I was warning about that back in the mid-90s. Look what China's doing. Bill Clinton sold them gray supercomputers that didn't have the hard drives cleaned. Bill Clinton sent over Norell Corporation to teach them how to launch weather satellites, which was the same as launching a nuclear warhead this warfare has been going on with China way back for, 40, 50 years. We've been talking about it for a long, long time, and it's still happening today in our government. You don't hear anyone talk about how China's doing this through the drugs, through the fentanyl, through the gangs, through the hacking, through the spying. We let the spy balloon, Biden let the spy balloon go clear across America. Folks, we've got some of the either the dumbest politicians on earth or we have the most crooked politicians that exist anywhere in the world. One or the other is true. And I think we know what the truth really is, right?
Yeah. All righty. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We now have 29 minutes for you to call. We need to hear from you. We really do. Be right back.
On a cold winter's morning, on a sidewalk in the city, a lost soul approached me as the snow was getting deep. I could see the look of death. It was there in her eyes now as I began to preach. She began to speak. She said,
"Peter, I'll admit it. I've come to kill my baby. The whole world is telling me that I have that right. But deep down inside me, I believe what you're preaching. Children are a gift of God. We've got to give them life."
So I put my arm around her. And I gave her the gospel. It was right there in the darkness that she received the light. Two souls were saved there, both her and her baby. If you're called to do the Lord's work, you had better learn to do it right. You've got to know how to please Him. Not just to please Him. Don't try to walk away from this. Know where to run. Now every preacher knows the rock of his salvation. I will separate the goats from all the sheep. All men are sinners. They all need the Savior. He's the only one to trust in. It's your soul that he'll keep. And when I finished preaching,
the woman was a believer. A baby in her womb I knew she would keep. And now 25 years later, her baby is a young preacher. She's so very proud of the baby that she decided to keep. You got to know how to please him. Not just to please him. Don't try to walk away. Not just to please him. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count your blessings and do it while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the Son. You got to know how to please him. Not just to please him. Don't try and walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count. While you're able, he's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the soul.
Absolutely. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the Son. Every time I hear that song, Joe, I remember that morning very, very clearly. It was that's a true story. It was on Blood Alley, Shaker Boulevard there. And I remember that cold, cold, snowy morning right next to the Rapid, the train tracks, as I was in front of the bloody, it was, surgery center, bloody abortion mill there. At one time, there were four abortion mills, one in each corner, and we closed three of the four down. We got those down. But preterm, the biggest bloody whorehouse of death in Ohio, is still there. They could buy whoever they had to buy to stay open. But anyhow...
Well, there's a lot of money in shedding innocent blood. It pays very well.
Anyhow, what happened that morning, as I looked down there, I was there. It was still dark out. It was in the wintertime. It was still dark out. And as I was standing on that side, when it was snowing pretty heavy, I looked down there and I could see this shadow coming way down the sidewalk. But you could almost see, like, with the lights behind her, like an aura of death around her. And as she got closer, I said, "You've come here to kill your baby, haven't you?" She said, "Yes." And that's when I told her, I says, "Why? Why are you going to kill your baby?" She said, "Because they said it was anencephalic. It was going to be born without a brain." And, you know, I had been there so many times, heard that same story. I said, "Oh, this was a white girl." I said, "So your father was black?" She said, "Well, how did you know that?" I said, "That's the standard procedure here. If the father is black, that's what they tell him." Anyhow, I witnessed to her. I said, "Listen, you go in there to kill your baby, and you got a good chance of dying yourself. That's a bloody whorehouse of death in there." And I said, "If you died, wouldn't you go to heaven or hell?" And she said, "I'd probably go to hell, huh?" I said, "You don't know the Lord, then you're not saved." She said, "No." I said, "Why not?" She said, I don't know. How do I get saved?" And I gave her the gospel message. I didn't tell her to get on her knees. That woman got on her knees in that deep snow right there and prayed the sinner's prayer. And when she got up, I asked her, I said, "Listen, how big is God?" She said, "God is bigger than everything." I said, "Is he bigger than your problem?" She said, "Yes, he is." And she gave me a hug. And she went and she had her baby, and the baby's name was Adam. And the last I heard, this has been many years ago. He's probably somewhere around 40 years old today. I don't know. It could be between 30 and 40. I can't remember. But anyhow, she came back and sent me a picture of him. Anyhow, that's a true story.
That's one of those things that the world, God works in mysterious ways. And you were there doing God's work, and the Holy Spirit reached out and touched her.
Yep, absolutely.
Because you were willing, right?
Hey, yeah.
I got a story that just kind of the opposite. There's a lady out speaking. Her name is Melissa Oden, and I don't know, a lot of people haven't heard of her. She survived an abortion, a saline-infused abortion, and it was just a few years after the 73's Roe v. Wade went on. And, they put in a toxic salt solution to poison and scald the baby to death is what happens. It usually took about 72 hours, and if the child was fortunate, life was ended within the first 24. They didn't suffer, but Melissa, they soaked her for 5 days in this toxic saline solution, and yet, by the grace of God, which is what it was, she lived. Her mother, the abortion was forced upon her birth mother, who was 19 at the time. And so this lady is out, and she's talking about she was accidentally born alive, and it was quite blew everybody's mind because there was no way you could. They had to stop the abortion because they thought her mother was dying because of the poison. And she talks about having to live with these eternal scars, the emotional, mental, physical scars. And she said, "My greatest pain came from knowing what our culture said about abortion, about it's just a choice, you know." So there are several people I've met, a couple. This is the third or fourth one I know of. I've gotten to meet about three abortion survivors. And they all are so grateful that they lived. And you notice stories like this do not get put out there to the public, do they?
No, they don't, Joe. But I have put one out several times over the air here. I had the situation. I was out in front of that bloody preterm abortion mill that I mentioned, too. preaching. Now, at that time, it was right across the street from a high school, and the kids would be going back and forth, and most of them would go back and forth, and you had those rap boys, and anyhow, there was a young girl, pretty. She looked like a little China doll. She stood some ways out. She just sat there and listened to me preach. She just stood and listened. So after about an hour, and I couldn't figure out why she didn't, you know, go back, you know, didn't go back to school or whatever, she came, walked over to me, and she says, I believe what you're doing here. I believe in God. And she said, I was aborted. And she said, I survived. And she said, I'm glad, I'm so glad. And she said, you know, I'm a Christian, but she said, I live with my mother. My mother is an alcoholic. And every time that she gets angry at me, she gets drunk, she asks me why I had to live. Why couldn't you have just died? And I said, you know what? Why don't we go talk to your mother? I think, and she says, no, Pastor, you don't understand. She can be violent. I said, that's okay. I'm used to violent people. And she said, well, when you're gone, who knows what she might do? And so she was afraid to let me go talk to her mother, because that's a horrible thing to say to your kids, your child.
Well, yeah, after what you afraid of being beaten or hurt,
after you tried to kill her, what a wicked thing.
After you tried to kill her, a beating is pretty logical, you know.
Yep. All righty, folks, 888-281-1110. We have 18 minutes now. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Are you going to keep us here? Are we going to stay on that station you're listening to us on? We'll do everything we can to stay there, but we can't do it without you. Graphic new details emerging in alleged sexual assault case against New York Mayor Eric Adams, calling him a predator. This is from the Gateway Pundit. In November, the Gateway Pundit reported allegations of sexual assault against embattled New York Mayor Eric Adams stemming from an incident in 1993. Gee, I thought they only did this to Republicans. Okay.
Yeah, well, apparently he's done something to aggravate the party. I don't know what it is, but...
Well, I know what it is. He told Obama to quit sending, or Joe Obama sending aliens to New York. We can't take anymore. And we're no longer going to be, because the residents refuse to place up, to give the illegals a place to stay. We can't take any more, don't send any more, and we no longer want to be a sanctuary city. And that's what he did to really anger the left.
Well, he's under federal investigation, so they're really going after him.
Yep. All righty. You know, you talk about rapists. Why didn't they go after that woman who we had, senior moment right now?
Joe Biden. They accused Joe Biden.
Yeah, that Biden molested.
Well, you can't accuse Joe Biden. Come on.
Do you know where she's living at now, Joe?
No.
She's living in Russia because she's afraid. She's afraid for her life here.
He's safer there. Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah. Can we totally switch to something? I looked at some figures here. You know, Biden put out this huge budget. Under Trump, the rich, the top 1%, they only grew richer by 0.6%. The middle class got richer by 13%. This is under Donald Trump. Under Joe Biden, the top 1% grew almost 5% in their wealth, and the middle class, flat, no growth at all. The proof, you know, Biden favors the rich, Trump favors you, the real America. I thought interesting, and then, you know, they're talking about he wanted this $7.3 trillion budget, and people can't get their head around, and I found two examples to help you understand how big $7.3 trillion is. You could fill 550 Empire State Buildings with $10 hamburgers. That's what it would take. $7.3 trillion would take, you could fill 550 Empire State Buildings with $10 burgers. That's what it would take to get $7.3 trillion. Or if you had $1 equals one drop of water, $1, one drop of water, you could fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool to a depth of 4,000 feet. That's 3/4 of a mile deep. If one drop of water...
Yeah, but Joe, who would want to do such a thing? I've got no desire at all to put a hamburger in the Empire State Building. Why even bring that up, okay? You don't know who's listening,
it
right?
It can relate to how big that drop of water in that 3/4 of a mile deep in a pool. It boggles the mind. It gives you an idea how much money these people are trying to waste and, you know, spend.
That's what the Democrats, the communists.
Yeah, that's what the Democrats.
Remember, they're very good at spending other people's money.
Excellent.
Okay, Janice in Minnesota pledges $30. Patrick in Ohio pledges $75. We now have 14 minutes left. We've got to hear from you at 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Joe, librarians admit they hid LGBTQ, that's lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer promotions from the parents.
Sure.
Here, librarians of both public and school facilities. Oh, that does what it's librarians in both public and school facilities. Yeah, in the past few years, have been caught over and over and over by parents buying and delivering promotions of LGBTQ ideology and critical race theory issue to children to read. Now, one organization has been caught admitting they had hid such information from the parents. In its report, the Daily Signal, that the details are documented, it reports that at least one school library in school district in South Carolina actually restricted access to its online card catalog to hide critical race theory books from their parents. The group Moms for Liberty obtained internal documents where officials admitted just that. The report said the school district alleged it insisted all schools in the district unlock their catalogs to start the school year, but Moms for Liberty officials say not at least one remained blocked into February. There you go.
Hey, this is we've been telling folks about the American Library Association. They went communist, you know, 40 years ago. They had been the most liberal, progressive organization because they have access to the children. They've been feeding them pornography. They've been feeding them anti-Christ materials. They have been some of the worst enemies to America's children, and because what? The children are the most vulnerable. That's the age where they absorb information like a sieve, and the communists know you want to get to the children when early, young. And who was it? One of the big lesbian writers, she wrote, if you want to control the future, you have to, well, several people have said you control the children, you control the future.
That's right. And I tell you what, who's in control? God is in control. And you folks out there listening, I got to tell you, what God says is absolutely true. There's no greater source of information. There is no greater source of authoritative actual truth than you'll find in God's Word, the King James Bible. And again, God makes it very, very clear. He's that, and we all know this. I tell you what, I've done a lot of funerals in my lifetime. I was just counting up some of the funerals, and in my lifetime, I've done, well, we counted over 60. And, of course, I'm trying to, there's more. Those are the ones we try to remember. But and so I have no doubts at all that it's appointed to all men once to die. And you know what, Joe, that's where I give, funerals are not for the dead, the deceased, they're for the living. That's where they hear.
Exactly, because the dead are already in either heaven or hell by the time we get around to a funeral. The decisions have already been long made.
And that's where we tell the people, folks, you got to make up your mind, listen. And you know, and it's always good when you're preaching a funeral to someone you know was saved, because you know that they can go to, that they're in a much, much better place. And, but you know, it's for me, it's you know, well, I give a fiery warning to those. Are you going to join the deceased in heaven or hell? Because, folks, again, when you are going to die, just like everybody you know, and when that happens, you will end up in one or two places. That's it. You can believe whatever you want. I mean, you can believe you'll go to some, you know, planet out in space somewhere, but that's not going to happen. You're going to go to heaven or hell. You know why? God said so. And if God said it, you better believe it. It's going to happen. It's been that way for eons and eons of time. So here, this is what you need to realize, that if you can't say, Pastor, I know if I died today, I know I'd go home to be with the Lord. You probably wouldn't go to be with the Lord. You wouldn't have that assurance, that self-assurance, the peace that passes all understanding. See, God's word, the Bible tells you, you can know if you're saved or not.
Yeah.
And, if you're saved, you have a burning in your belly to serve God. You really do. You have a desire to serve. If that desire is not there, boy, I'm going to tell you, you better, again, make your salvation sure. And here's what you do. Jesus made it very clear. He did it for us. He did all the heavy lifting. He did for us what we can never do. He was the only one. There was nobody else. He was the only one of folks that was capable of taking away the sins of the world. And he died upon that cross, substitutionary death in our place. And here's what he told us to do. Pray to the Father in his name, asking forgiveness of sin. The very first time that Jesus preached, what did he preach, Joe? The very first thing.
Repent was repent. The first word he ever said.
He said, repent or surely you will perish. And so when you do that, you pray and you ask God to forgive you. You're acknowledging that you're, number one, a sinner, and you need a Savior, too. And if you mean it, God is quick. God will always honor your commitment. Then you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any exceptions, folks, without any reservations. You've got to put him first. He demands to be put first, okay? Before your mother, before your brother, before your father, he's got to be there first. And then if you've done that, if you call upon his name and ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, that commitment will be honored, and you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I remember having an acquaintance of mine who's a professor tell me that I listened to your program. I agree with most of it until you get into the religious part. And here's a guy that professes to be saved and says, religion is a personal thing, and it's not to be shared with other people. And I said,
he is not saved, because if you're saved,
I know that.
Enjoy the peace. You want others to have that.
That's right. Well, folks, we're at that time that we get to every night at this time where we say good night.
Good night.
Where we say, God bless. And I do mean God bless. And always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance, What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.